We are in the midst of the main season of American rituals and celebrations, and one of the final rituals of this holiday season is the New Year's resolution. One of the most popular New Year's resolutions embodies American conceptions of the body. Each year after the banquets of the holidays and the Christmas cookies, we resolve to lose the weight we gained. Women in America often call this a diet. Men are more likely to call it getting in shape. In either case, the goal is to bring the body into line with some notion of an ideal body. We cut back on food consumption, or at least the consumption of calories. We consume diet foods, or at least diet drinks. We return to the health club or gym for the first time since last February. Dr. America considers these impulses admirable, and his own waistline suggests that such a resolution wouldn't be wasted on him. But he wonders about the health of a culture that lives on a steady intellectual diet of diets. Haven't we got anything better to think about? Instead of bringing our bodies into line, for example, we could try to put our bodies on the line. We could try to embody our ideals instead of disembodying our meals. In a magnificent 1985 essay for Harper's Magazine, Peter Maron considers the question of body politics. Arrested for civil disobedience at a congressman's office, Maron wonders why it felt so good. He concludes that it is a matter of right relation with the world, because where we put our bodies is a sign of where we put our priorities. Remember, he says, there must exist for many of us these days, at the heart of our relation to the world around us, an ethical tension or a sense of moral ambiguity. In the first place, we are aware of the nature of the world, the kinds of suffering and injustice at work within it. And in the second place, we more or less dimly sense the ways in which our own roles and station amount, at best, to a kind of unintentional complicity with much that we abhor. Thus, Maron continues, we are often at odds with the world, but also with ourselves, for few of us choose to live in relation to the world in ways which reflect precisely how we feel about it. Few of us even have the chance to live so consistently with our beliefs. In civil disobedience, Maron contends, these moral questions are put temporarily to rest. Moral ambiguity is resolved. Moral tension is diminished. The energies bound up in the tensions of moral doubt are again set free to fill, to power the self. One finds oneself simultaneously at home in both the self and the world. As it says in the lovely Shaker hymn that is Dr. America's nomination for a new national anthem, 'tis a gift to be simple, 'tis a gift to be free, 'tis a gift to come down where we ought to be. When we put our bodies where our beliefs are, we belong to the universe because we are where we belong. Maron contends that conscientious civil disobedience, or any action that puts us in right relation to the world, is a joy, because our bodies hunger not just for food, but for justice in what Martin Luther King calls the beloved community. It isn't sexual, but it is sublimely pleasurable, in part because it is literally making love. It is, as a friend of Dr. America says, putting the flesh on love. In American politics, we speak of the body politic. In the academic world, we speak of the body of knowledge. In the Christian churches, we speak of the body of Christ. American individualism helps us forget that the health of these bodies depends on the placement of our bodies. When we put our human bodies on the line, we form and transform these communal bodies. When we exercise our bodies, not just in the gym, but in the sphere of justice, we become the flesh of the body of Christ, the skin on a body of knowledge and wisdom. We don't just work out. We don't just do it. We begin to do justice. Like a mother nursing a child, our bodies nurture a new body politic. We embody and exemplify some of life's deepest harmonies. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, wishing you a happy and harmonious New Year.